I think we're in better position than we were a week ago.
Thus spake Boston Red Sox general manager Ben Cherington on Thursday evening. For the record, the Red Sox were in last place in the AL East a week ago, and they were in last place on Thursday. By better position, Cherington meant the team had improved itself by trading away four of the starting pitchers who'd helped Boston become World Series champions last fall. The remainder of what Cherington acknowledged as a lost season when he dealt ace and other ace John Lester and John Lackey on Thursday, having previously dumped Jake Peavy and Felix DeBrandt, will determine whether the GM is right, and he's aware of that.
These are now the most important 54 games of our season because we got a lot to find out, and we have new players that we want to make sure are comfortable and get acclimated to Boston and comfortable to ballpark and everything that comes along with Boston. We've got young players who are still developing and need to continue to improve and develop, and we need to focus on that. And we need to start building a team again.
In the wake of the unusually dramatic and rapid roster turnover, a Boston fan named Josh Todd could not restrain himself from saying what lots of Sox fans must have been thinking.
You got to have pitching. Got to have pitching to win championships. So, I don't know, we've got some arms we need to call up from the minor leagues, or if that's what the plan is. I mean, I don't get paid the big bucks to make those decisions.
Josh Todd doesn't know anything Ben Cherington, who is paid the big money to make those decisions, doesn't know. But the general manager's concern was that whereas more pitching might be available between now and next April, that might not be so true of more offense.
No matter what happens the rest of the way, it'd be my expectation to be active in the starting pitching market this winter, trades, free agency, whatever. Clearly, offense has been an issue all year. Everyone knows that. There's some offense available in free agency, but it's not a particularly strong free agent class in terms of offense. So that was that did become a priority for us.
On Wednesday, the evening before the day upon which the Red Sox would suddenly lack Lackey and be less one Lester, the Sox were preparing to play the Toronto Blue Jays. Of course, the players knew something was up. Lester, who'd been scheduled to start the game, was a late scratch. A possible trade was the only explanation. But in the dugout, Mike Napoli, in his second season with Boston after stints with the Rangers and the Angels, bravely asserted that he was paying no attention to rumors that some of his teammates might soon be wearing other uniforms.
I worry about today. You know, I don't really, look to the future. You know, I'm out here and, working hard and trying to get better every day and come out here and perform. So, there's nothing going on in the clubhouse. We're all, still close, and we just go day by day.
Think about what you want to do in life, your biggest dream. What do you think it is?
Football player.
With this
but
one,
just think about anything.
It.
You know, like I always say, like it's like for me, people always ask that question, like, what's it like to be a major league baseball player? Do I ever think that I'd be here? You know what I mean? I still like sometimes wake up and go there.
Outside the dugout, it was business as usual. Shane Victorino chatted amiably with a group of youngsters who were wearing Shane Victorino T-shirts. Dustin Pedroia posed for photos with fans. The game itself would follow form. The Red Sox lost to the Blue Jays for the third night in a row. This sort of streak helped explain why so many of the Red Sox would be cleaning out their lockers the next day. The talk Wednesday night about potential departures didn't much dismay a fan named Bob, who'd brought his family to Fenway.
It's baseball today, right?
I don't know. Is that all that is that we're seeing now, baseball today?
I'm afraid so. I don't know. Hopefully that's what it is. That's just a sign of the times, I guess. But the kids still love the game, so, yeah, that's what's important.
In the street outside the old ballpark, the sausages sizzled and the musicians tooted and honked. Last place, first place, it was all the same to them. I suppose folks with tickets to watch the Yankees play Boston this weekend can be grateful that Ben Cherington didn't trade away the band.